Sid, the final frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hey, 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 it's the C64 Takeaway, episode 56, Commodore 64 remixes and original SID sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson, as always, spreading the Commodore love from Copenhagen, Denmark. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is a music podcast featuring tunes from or inspired by the Commodore 64 home computer. Opening up today's show, Wobbler, Hunter's Moon, the 4x4 thingy. And coming up later today, not so much of the usual catch-up on current events, since this is being recorded about a week after the previous episode. But you'll still get to hear a chunk of music, both modern day reinterpretations and tunes coming straight out of a Commodore 64 SID chip, and maybe, just maybe, something to get you into the holiday spirit, since this is recorded in the month of December. But first, have you ever wondered exactly what you could do with a Commodore 64 and how that would make you feel about it?
I adore my 64, my Commodore 64. I cook with it, scheme with it, educate the team with it, my Commodore 64. I pitch with it, catch with it, count my chicks before the hatch with it, my Commodore 64.
Juha Matti Hilpinen, also known as AMJ there, with Blasphemy, followed by Steve Roland's tune from Creatures 2. Both, of course, if you had any doubts, coming straight from a Commodore 64 SID chip. Next, we are heading into space. First, Jörger Liljedahl, Terra Cresta, the Apocalypse mix from the Back in Time 2 album. Next, after that, Hazel Parallax Space Edit.
us that you're here. I'm putting you in command of the spaceship.
Safely back on Earth, we're now going to head into movie land, I suppose you could call it. First up, Moog, Jazzcat 007 mix. Following that, Anthony Walters' Steel Ranger, the epic Hollywood mix.
Been asking for you all morning. Where in the world are you, Jay?
Well, I've just been reviewing an old case.
So I'm an old case now, am I?
In the office. Tell him on my way, will you?
He is not on his way.
Sylvia, behave. We'll do this again some other time soon.
Do what?
Thank you.
Well, that certainly was epic. And speaking of epic, the next set will start off with Sidrip Alliance from First to Last, a Last Ninja medley, collecting tunes from Last Ninja 1, 2, and 3. Actually, there's also a Ninja remix, but is it part of the canon? I never really thought so. Following from First to Last, you'll hear Berserk, Visage, La Deuxième Partie, which actually contains a sample from the Hacker's Manifesto, originally written by Lloyd Blankenship, also known as The Mentor, back in 1986. The reason I mention this is that I came across it in, I think it must have been around 1991, and it made a huge impression on me reading that one, because like the author, I too was curious. That was of course back in the day when modems were still around. Remember those?
Sidrip Alliance presents From First to Last, a Last Ninja medley. We'll be right back.
This is our world now. The world of the electron and the switch, the beauty of the bond. We exist without nationality, skin color, or religious bias. You wage wars, murder, cheat, lie to us and try to make us believe it's for our own good, yet we're the criminals. Yes, I am a criminal. My crime is that of curiosity. I am a hacker, and this is my manifesto. You may stop me, but you can't stop us all. But you can't stop us all. Crime is that of curiosity. Hacker. I am a hacker, and this is my manifesto. You may stop me, but you can't stop us all.
So as we come to the end of this 56th episode of the C64 Takeaway, I will more than have lived up to the promise to release two new episodes before 2019 came to an end. And why would I be so keen on releasing an additional third episode before Christmas comes around? Now, if you've listened to episodes released in the month of December before, you probably know what's coming next. But first, some practical information. For notes and links to everything featured on this episode, point your browser of choice to c64takeaway.com/56. Also, please get in touch either by leaving your comments on the website, on Twitter, where the username is @c64takeaway, or as always, using old-fashioned email to c64takeaway@gmail.com. And if you're able to spare a few minutes to drop a review on iTunes, that will of course help other people discover this podcast. Now I'm going to leave you with a somewhat of a repeat offender. This tune made its first appearance all the way back in 2005, and it was used to close out the 9th ever episode. Since then, it has been featured 6 times in total, on episode 9, 34, 47, 48, 50 and 52. And the only thing those episodes have in common is that they were all released in the month of December, shortly before Christmas. Actually, some people already anticipated this. On the show website, Chris wrote, "Should we push our luck and hope for a third episode of the year so you can play the Golden Axe Christmas edition? It is tradition after all." On Twitter, Fleming Christensen wrote, "So will it be 3 just to have the Christmas feeling of listening to C64 remixes and finishing off with the Golden Axe mix? It's just the best way to get into the Christmas spirit." And both of you are of course right. So this episode, this December episode, will of course finish with Marcus Schneider's Golden Axe Christmas edition. Thank you for continuing to listen to this podcast. Whether you celebrate Christmas or any other holiday, religious or not, I give you my very best wishes for the new year. Take care. Bye bye.